Baruch Abba, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Pel Yoitz and Shem in 249, discussing the topic of a sojourner, a traveler, as is called as a ger, a traveler. We are to be travelers, traveling through this world, not to be permanent dwellers here in the Olam Hazeh. Continues the Pel Yoitz, V'avinu harishon Yaakov b'chir sheba'ovis. Yaakov Avinu is referred to as the b'chir, the chosen one of the Avos, the greatest of Avram Yitzchak, is Yaakov Avinu. The understanding is that Yaakov Avinu took from Avraham, he took from Yitzchak, his father and his grandfather, and he became the greatest. All of his children, all of Yaakov's children, were Shleimim, Tahayim Ukdoshim. We say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, ve Elokei Yaakov. Ve, the Vav, is that he's taking Yaakov, that is taking from the greatness of his grandfather, Avraham, the greatness of his father, Yitzchak, and is all put in the greatness of Yaakov Avinu. What did Yaakov Avinu ask from Hashem? Yaakov Avinu asked from Hashem, Lechem lechol ubeged lilboish. Yaakov Avinu asked for bread to eat and clothing to wear. Zehu, that's it. The Maisa was, when did Yaakov ask for lechem lecho, beg lilboish, when Eliphaz came with a tzivoy from Esav, his father, to kill his uncle Yaakov, he was conflicted and confronted with the following dilemma. He sat that his Eliphaz, who did, on his grandfather Yitzchak's lap. And Yitzchak told him not to kill. However, his father Esav told him to kill. He comes in front of Yaakov. Yaakov says, I have an Eitzah. And Ani is Choshev Kemeis. Chazal tell us, the Arba, there are four people, while they're alive, they're considered like they're dead. I'll give you all of my belongings. I'll be considered to be like a mace. You go back, tell your father, you did your job, you killed me. Yaakov didn't have anything. Didn't have a shirt on his back. He found a mitzri floating in the water, and that's where he got the clothing from. Yaakov Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for lechem lechol ubeg lilboish. And this is what the Pel Yoitz is telling us. This is our attitude we have to have. Not the designer clothing. Not the fancy cars. Luxurious houses. But the basics. This is what Yaakov Avinu. That's what he had. We should all strive to be like our father. The Pel Yoitz brings a very famous Mishnah in Perkei Avos. Perek Vav Mishnah Dalit. What's the way of Torah? What's the path of Torah? Kach hidako shel Torah, says the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalit. Paz b'melech toichal, v'mayim b'mesura tishte, v'al ha'oretz tishon. Paz b'melech, bread in salt, bread with salt, that's what you eat. You eat bread with salt. Drink water in measurements. Mayim b'mesura. Tishte. What kind of luxurious, comfortable bed? V'al ha'oretz tishon. You sleep on the floor. This is darkish shel Torah. V'chai tzar tichya. In the life of tzar, you live. V'at Torah ata omel. And in Torah, you'll toil. Now let's just stop here for a second and ask the following question. Does this sound like something a person would be interested in? He could only have bread with salt, measured water, sleep on the floor, live a life of tsar. Doesn't sound like something you tell somebody, you want Torah? Look what I have for you. Physical discomfort. One of the Mefarshim on Perkei Avos tells as follows. You don't have to only eat bread with salt or measured water or sleep on the floor. That's not what a Mishnah is telling us. Kachi Dakshal Torah. think it's the Medrash Chachamim. Medrash Shmuel, excuse me. The Medrash Shmuel says, the Pshat is like this. If the circumstances arise that at the present moment, the person only has Pas B'melech, Mayim B'mesura, and he only has a floor to sleep on, and he's in a situation of Rachman Litzlan, living a life of Tsar, Vatayra Ata Omel. Nonetheless, even with all of those challenges, one has to realize, Vatayra Ata Omel, you toil in Torah. That's the darker shel Torah. You don't need the luxuries. You shouldn't want the luxuries. They're antithetical to a life of Yiddishkeit. One might say, what do you mean? Look at this Taradik Mishpacha and this Taradik Mishpacha and that. That's not the Mahalach. That's not the Mahalach. Kachi Darka Shel Torah. This is the way of Torah. Without the luxuries, without the maisers, without the fancy names. V'hein emes, continues the Pelioyshe B'doyes, halolu ein odim yochlo achil chaveir al dover zeh. In this generation, a person cannot tell his friend, oh, look, did you see the Mishnah? V'loimer lo yirei, divri atanu, shomar pas melech, lo yipas basar. Mayim v'lo yayin. The Tana says you should have pas with salt, not pas with meat, not bread with meat. The Tana says you should have water measured, not wine. They should sleep on the floor, not with the comfortable pillows, blankets, and the mattress. Pelioit is saying that one might say this is not a madrega for everybody. This is no, we're not on such levels like this. Furthermore, maybe the Tana continues the Pelioids, who is talking about a generation of healthy, stronger people. We can't just eat challah, bread with salt, unless it's a piece of challah you get on Shabbos. That's when you have the challah with salt. So a person will say back, you need it. We need other tanugim. We need the pleasures of this world. And that's something we have to be honest with ourselves. We have to once again come back to the reality. The same way little children say, I need this, I need that. And the parents say, do you need it or do you want it? So the child might say, he needs it. But really, he wants it. When we grow up and we become adults, we have to ask ourselves the same question. Do we need it or do we want it? Do we need it or do we want it? And there's no question if it's a necessity, then we should have it. We need it. We need that to serve Hashem. We need that to serve Hashem. But we have to be honest with ourselves. If it's not a necessity, then it falls in the category of maestros. When the person lives with maestros, with luxuries, it only is a downhill situation after that.